Okay, so I really, really wanted to do this recording, but I did not know the difference between an EP and a mixtape. So I Googled it, because that's what we do when we don't know shit. So here's the deal. I'm going to read this for you. An extended play, or EP, is a musical project that contains more songs than a single, but fewer than a full-length album or mixtape. Typically, an EP contains between 3 and 6 tracks, although there are no hard or fast rules. EPs are often used as a way for artists to showcase their versatility and creativity. As for mixtapes, they can be considered street albums, often used as a marketing strategy to introduce new people to music. They can be a convenient way for artists to gain a following and typically are more limited in length than albums. So, sound like the same shit to me. So, here's the deal. We're going to title this EP/mixtapes. So, let's talk about feelings. Here are some of my favorite EPs/mixtapes. All right, so to get it started, I guess we'll do it kind of by yearly order. Shoot the Moon by Pinhead Gunpowder. Now, this is very interesting. This came out March 30th, 1999, recorded in 1998, October. This is a punk rock EP. This is actually a Green Day side project band. Billy Joe Armstrong is in the band, and he shares the vocals with Jason White, who has been the low-key fourth member of Green Day. If you ever watch a Green Day show live and you see somebody on the far right of the stage, that's Jason White on guitar. He's phenomenal. And he sings on this record. He does half the songs, or they go back and forth on some of the songs as well. And he's phenomenal. The first track, Cabot Gal, he's great on that. And then he does a cover of a replacement song called Aching to Be. And strong vocalist, man. He's very good. And this is one of my favorite EPs, period. And a lot of that has to do with his vocals. They're very punk, but just melodic enough. And that's what makes this one in particular special. Now, Pinhead Gunpowder, the band, has plenty of like records and EPs, mixtapes, whatever we call in this thing. But this one is my personal favorite. For some reason, it's not on streaming either. But I do have the vinyl, and I love it. It's one of my rarer vinyls. So yeah, Pinhead Gunpowder, check them out if you're into punk rock there. So the next one we're gonna go with, this is kind of a two-parter. This is a 2-for-1. The first one is Split with Maker. That's the story so far. It's only 3 songs on this record: Brevity, Mount Diablo, and 680 South. The story so far has been around probably since like 08, 07, 08-ish. They're very good punk rock band. And they have this other band, which is the other listed here, is No Pressure, the No Pressure EP. And the No Pressure EP has, I don't know, like maybe 5 or 6 songs on it. Now, this is kind of how I discovered No Pressure. I always knew what the story so far was, but they started this side project band called No Pressure. And I was listening to Newfound Glory. And, you know, I don't know if anybody here is Spotify users, you know, if you're listening to a record, or if you're listening to an album, I should say, and it just loops over, like, afterwards, and it start playing random shit, and you'll get like similar artists. So No Pressure starts playing, and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, damn, Newfound Glory. When Newfound Glory dropped this? I'm like, wait, this is not Newfound Glory. And sure enough, it was a band called No Pressure. And then I was like, okay, that sounds crazy. I'm gonna go listen to what they got out, which was an EP called No Pressure. And the first record on that EP, or mixtape, whatever we call things, is called Doing Fine. And Doing Fine, I kid you not, I listened to that song, all 1 minute and some change of it. And I said, this is one of the best songs I've ever heard in my life. Now, I don't know. I like punk. I like fast music. I like short songs. I like to get to the point. I like for it to be catchy with substance. Doing Fine by No Pressure. I mean, the whole EP is fucking phenomenal, but Doing Fine by No Pressure is like right up my alley. It's like the perfect fucking record. It's incredible. I love it. Shout out The Story So Far / No Pressure. Shout out Parker Cannon. He's a phenomenal vocalist and a great and a really, really underrated songwriter. I'm just gonna say that. He's a very underrated songwriter. He's phenomenal. What else we got? So we got Story So Far, No Pressure, which is kind of two for one. And then we got another one here. This is very interesting. 2021, Get Yourself a Friend by Ultra Q. Now, we fuck with Ultra Q the long way in this household, okay? I've seen them live twice. Yeah, twice. So the second time I went to see Ultra Q, they were kind of rolling out this record, Get Yourself a Friend, and it was great. And I like the songs. By the way, this song listing is crazy. What's my song on here? In 1 second. Yeah, It's Permanent. The bridge on It's Permanent is one of the best bridges to a song I've ever heard. And I recommend you actually listen to the live version so you can really appreciate the little intricacies that's going on there. You know, a little sonically, like they're doing really different things. And then the title track, Get Yourself a Friend, is phenomenal. Handheld was kind of my favorite song on here, like when it first came out, because that's kind of like right up my alley, quick punk rock record. But as time has gone on, It's Permanent has totally taken that spot. It's a phenomenal record. So anyway, so I went to the show and they were opening for Barnes Courtney. And afterward, I got to talk to the bass player, sold us some merch. It was a good time. Not only do they make good music, great music, excuse me. Not only do they make great music, they're nice people, which always gives a little bonus. And then this last one here. This is kind of like a trickle down kind of effect from the MGK punk rock wave when he made Tickets to My Downfall, and he really brought punk rock or back that kind of music back into the mainstream for a minute there. And this is one of those kind of residual effects from that. Kenny Hoopla's EP or mixtape. It's actually called Survivor's Guilt, excuse me, The Mixtape by Kenny Hoopla. And this album, Kenny Hoopla is a fucking beast in this mixtape, EP, whatever we call things. It's fucking phenomenal. This is great. I actually got two singles on it, Hollywood Sucks and Stella. And he's great. Saw him live too. I was front row. I was like basically on the fucking stage for that. Maybe I'll post that video as a promo actually. This is good, man. I mean, not only Estella, Hollywood Sucks, Silence is also an answer, Turn Back Time, Survivor's Guilt, the title track, and also Travis Barker is the drummer on this record. Travis Barker was having a crazy run where he was just doing fucking features left and right for everybody. He was on the MGK record. He was on the Kenny Hoopla record. He came back with Blink 182. Travis Barker all over the place, and he really fills it in the drums. Other than the hooks, the drums are like the next best thing on this mixtape, and I strongly recommend that you listen to this mixtape. It came out about 3 years ago now. It's awesome, and I love music. I listen to music all day, every day. It is my thing. I absolutely love it, and I always talk about albums. Like, if you've ever actually had a real conversation with me, I've always talked about albums. I always said that you cannot really judge an artist based on a single. You have to listen to the full project in order to form an opinion properly, because the album tells you everything you need to know about the artistry. But sometimes these mixtapes, these EPs are better than some people's fucking albums, like especially in rap. The mixtape lane is crazy. Like, people actually have classic mixtapes in rap. Like, people have actually won awards off mixtapes in rap music. It's that big of a deal. So mixtapes are strong too. EPs, mixtapes, and they're shorter, and it gives you a really like a good idea what you're listening to and what the artist is about in like kind of a short form way. But anyways, I think that's an episode. Follow me on all the social medias at TheBigMirror. Follow the podcast, hit 5 stars, hit whatever buttons you need to hit to get this thing in the algorithm. Tweet me, whatever. Tell me some of your favorite mixtapes. It's a good time. Anyways, I think that's the show. I think that's it. Goodbye. All right.